Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Messy & Co. I'm Ashley, here, as always, with my incredible co-host, Gian. And wow, do we have a lot to talk about after another, Saturday of MLS soccer and a lot of matches happening, Inter Miami being one of them, a big match tomorrow, which, of course, we're going to preview. But yeah, I think that there is a lot to get into. But of course, as always, I want to start with saying, how are you, Gian? Happy, what the hell is today? Tuesday. Happy Tuesday.
Yeah, no. Thank you. Happy Tuesday to you as well. And definitely, I think there are a lot to talk about with last game and then a lot to talk about with a really important game Wednesday night against Columbus. And I'm just happy to be here and talk about a lot of different things. We asked, I think, some good questions also at the last post game that we had that I think will answer some questions or address some of the questions that a lot of the fans had. But excited to talk about the last few games coming up. It's almost time. It's playoff time coming up. So it's always an exciting time for us. It's something that we're not too used to here.
That's why I wore this hat, because I was like, I need to think about like who exudes, you know, playoff winning and championship winning. And
that's good. That's a good idea. I wonder who should I wear? Maybe Haslam. I think I'll do a Haslam hat.
True, you should. Shout out to Wade.
Hey, Haslam by Inter Miami or Wade by Inter Miami hat. Hey, we should make that 100%. So
yeah, that'd be sick.
But yeah, we got a lot to talk about. Let's get into it.
A lot to talk about. Yeah. So, I mean, first and foremost, we obviously, like we said, we had a game on Saturday hosting Charlotte, I'm not sure where they are now, but they were sitting in sixth place when we played them. And, we had drawn to two previous games, but they were two difficult games on the road. One, you know, Messi didn't start in, still finding their groove, had to play on a weird field in New York City. A couple different reasons I kind of felt like, okay, you know, the two draws would have wanted one of those to be a win, but you know, we're still cooking. We've done such a good job this season, etc. Ended up drawing Saturday night, and I think it sort of, for some people, maybe sounded an alarm, saying, "What, you know, there's clearly been a drop off in how the whole team collectively is playing with the return of Leo Messi." And, you know, we knew that would happen because they had all had to take on different roles and, you know, obviously had, what was it, 3 months without him. And so, you know, needing to step up and needing to do different things. And so we thought it would be an adjustment period. But I guess basically what we're kind of dealing with now is, you know, we need to get out of that adjustment period and everyone needs to sort of recalibrate and figure out how do we get back to winning as we go into, you know, wanting to secure the supporter shield, potentially break the MLS record. I think that's kind of a little bit far-fetched at this point. You never know. But most importantly, be in the best form possible as we enter the playoffs in a couple weeks. And that's the question. How do we do that? What needs to change? What needs to adjust to make that happen? What do you think?
I think that is basically on Tata's shoulders at this point. This Inter Miami team at the beginning struggled to play without Messi. struggled to play without Suarez, depended on them a lot. Due to difficult circumstances, they had to learn how to play without Messi. They had to learn how to play different roles, as you mentioned. And they did a great job of doing it. Leading up to Messi's return, they had won 9 of 10 games. They did an amazing job. I think that their offense was rolling. They weren't as stagnant. They moved a lot better. They play their positions better. The defense looked good. I just think that it looked more of a well-balanced team, whereas maybe earlier on it just looked very top-heavy. It looked very, you know, on the shoulders of a few players. You had guys like Yannick Bright step up and play amazing. You had Gressel just go into a new role as a right winger and just play amazing. That's a role that suited him better than any role he's played, in my opinion. And he's a guy that's a jack of all trades, that's played at the right back, played in the midfield. He was heavily criticized early on in the season as a midfielder, but he turned into a almost all-star caliber looking player at right wing with the plays that he was making. So, you know, you had Diego Gomez playing great, Redondo, Busquets at times having to go in as a center back like he did last game and being able to play well. So I think that this team kind of had different, a new dynamic. And then you bring Messi back in and you expect this team to get better, because obviously any team that has Messi becomes better. He's the best player on the team. But I don't know if Tata Martino necessarily did or has done a good enough job of integrating him back into the team. He comes in his first game back. I know he comes in as a sub. He plays about, I think he came in minute 61 in his first game back. So, you know, that might not paint the full picture. But then he has two other games where he comes in and starts as he's a starter, plays against, you know, these last two games. And the team just doesn't look like they used to. And I think that for me, you know, some people might say, hey, you know, it's not that big a deal. It's okay. At least we're not losing. To me, it kind of is a big deal, because you have a well-oiled machine heading into the last part of the season where you want to be at your best. You know, it's a different thing where maybe you're at the beginning of the season and you're okay, there's some kinks to figure out. You know, we're not playing our best ball. But by the end of the season, going into the playoffs, you want to be at your best. And you've got three games left. You've tied three consecutive games with Messi. You're going in against Columbus, your toughest opponent, the one that can take away supporter shield from you, and you don't look the best in your last three games. You don't look good at all. And right now, going into playoffs, you want your team to be looking the best that they can. You want players to understand each other. And right now, it looks like this team just doesn't understand how to play with Messi. Yeah. One of the things that I notice, and maybe you notice as well, Ash, is you've got two guys right now up front with Suarez and Messi that you lose a lot with defensively. You lose a lot with defensively. Technically, you're supposed to make that up with goals, and they're not. I mean, Messi scored, but I'm saying that as a team, you're not scoring the goals you need. Obviously, you're tying here. So I think that that's something that Tata needs to work on, is if I'm going to have Messi and Suarez on the pitch at the same time, I need to figure out ways for this team to score. Gressel in the midfield is not the same as Gressel as a right winger. You lose a lot on offense. We saw the big difference when Matias Rojas came in for Gressel in the second half, and they looked like a completely different team. They looked a lot more attacking. There was a lot more dangerous plays that were being done. And I think that, you know, Tata needs to figure that out. Is this the right move going into the playoffs? Having Matias Rojas start, obviously you lose some of the midfield. I think you lose a little bit in the midfield because Gressel is going to be more of a he won't go as high and that sort of thing as Matias Rojas, but it's something to think about. So for me, another draw, how do we win, as we have it posted here, how do we win is figure out a way for this team to play right with Messi and Suarez if they're both going to be on the pitch. Don't sacrifice the offense. The hot offense hasn't looked as good. The defense, surprisingly, has looked a bit better, which I think is strange, I think. But at least part of it is good.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you 1,000,000,000% with basically everything you're saying. I will say, you know, I think there is such a thing as having some context with a lot of this because, you know, is it true to say that, you know, Messi hasn't played at the absolute best that we've seen him play over the last three games? Yes, that's true. But is it also true that for one of those games, for two of those games, you didn't have Tomas Aviles because of discipline. You had David Martinez get hurt, who was playing as your left back. You had Noah Allen get hurt, and who was replacing him at left center back, was unavailable. You had to move Busquets to center back in order to take care of that, because the defense is just so depleted, right? And so those things happen. And also, if Suarez scores last night, or if Messi, or excuse me, Saturday, or if, you know, the one that was off the post goes in, or X, Y, and Z, we win the game and we're singing a very different tune. So I think that there is some context that is to say, it's not like it went from 100 to 0 and it's all because of Messi, because I don't think that is what it is. But there definitely needs to be changes in order to better help this team.
I want to address, I guess, what you said, and it's obviously very important to add context to everything we're talking about. But at the same time, you're talking about that game against Atlanta where you're missing Toto, yeah, and you're missing different the defense took a hit, but at the end of the day, the defense hasn't been the problem. We got scored on twice against Atlanta, but then New York City, you only got scored on once. Charlotte, you only got scored on once. Like the problem here is we're not scoring. Go from before Messi came back, scoring three against Toronto, scoring two against Chicago, scoring two against Cincinnati, four against Chicago again, three against Philadelphia. Like you're talking about scoring three, four goals a game with no Messi. And then Messi comes on the pitch and then you're scoring 2-1-1. Again, and I'm not alluding to Messi is the issue. I don't think he's the issue. I think the team as a whole offensively suffered because they haven't adjusted to playing with Messi, or to me, it's more of a Tata problem. It's not a player's problem. Right. So to me, Tata's has to figure this out soon, because you can't go into the playoffs scoring one goal a game. Like that's just not feasible. So context is important. But also, let's look at what this team looked like offensively, because defense hasn't been the issue. As I said previously, defense has looked actually good despite all the issues we've had, which another thing, Toto Aviles again suspended. So that's a whole other topic on its own. But
yeah, no, I mean, 100% agree. I think I was just saying that, you know, like sometimes it's the offense that's the problem. But of course, there are other factors to always consider when you're looking at the full package. I think, to your point, though, like what is going to help Inter Miami win, it has to be adding Matias Rojas to the starting lineup. And it has to be for Julian Gressel. And here's the thing, and it's a topic we really have exhausted on this podcast this season, but it's so true. It's wildly unfair to say that Julian Gressel has quote-unquote did anything to lose his place in the starting lineup, because all year he's been consistent, he's been available, and he's played in the positions Tata has asked him to play. That's the truth. So it's nothing he did wrong, but he excelled, like to your point, where when he got to play the right wing and he got to be a playmaker and he didn't have to cover the spaces that exist in the midfield. I was watching him Saturday night in this new lineup where we saw Yannick Bright and Redondo and him be that partnership in the midfield. And he just was an absolute non-factor. And I think that he didn't know how far ahead to go and how far to stay behind. And he didn't put himself in positions to break on the ball or to make a defensive stop or to create space for other players. And I think part of it was the other team purposefully, you know, in their tactics, doing that to basically avoid him and his side, because they just made him a non-factor of the game. And like to your point, when you said, you know, that Messi and Suarez are going to be staying up and trying to create the offense, you also know, well, Gressel isn't moving enough on the right side and he's not enough of a threat because he's too far behind in that space. And so it just becomes them two. and a little bit of Diego Gomez when Diego Gomez has the chance to make the runs, but you can't do everything off the left side. Like, not everything can be between Alba, Suarez, Gomez, Messi on the left side. You know, you have to have some balance, because after the first 10 minutes, Charlotte was like, fine, then we'll overload the right side, which is, I mean, the left side for us, you know, the right side for them. We'll overload the side and we'll keep breaking on you, because you're not going to go to the right side, and you're not going to go to Gressel's side, and you're not going to make a play through that those spaces. And again, it's not, like I said, it's not an indictment on Gressel, but you need a player who's going to be more aggressive, bold, quick, and a playmaker. And that is Matias Rojas. And to your point, in the second half of the game, in the, what was it, the 55th minute, I think, as soon as Matias Rojas came into that game, the offense with Matias Rojas, with Gomez, Suarez, and Messi looked completely different. They were playing more confidently. The ball was way more balanced on the right and left side. Way more chances were created. And, you know, Yannick Bright and Redondo knew to kind of like stay back and you know, to try and stop the counters and the breaks. And it made a huge difference. And so, in my opinion, you know, how do we win? How do we see the change? Because, like, here's a newsflash to anyone, if you have any questions about this, Lionel Messi is not going anywhere. And he will, if he's available, he's going to play all 90 minutes of every single game and every playoff game and every opportunity from this point forward. So is Luis Suarez. So the question becomes, okay, how do we have the other nine players not try to just like give it to Messi and like go back? Because now they're going to the other extreme. Like when they started with, okay, we can do it without him and we're all, you know, being more aggressive and figuring out where to go. Now they're all kind of reverting back to, okay, let's just give it to Messi and let him do what he needs to do. And I think to Messi's credit, it's not him asking to do that. You know, he's not saying, give me the ball or else. He wants everyone to move forward and make positions and make plays and just be a part of it, not the only thing. But players are forgetting how to do that. And when you have a player like Matias Rojas and Diego Gomez who are that aggressive and who are that forward playing, I think it'll take the question out of it, right? They're gonna force themselves to be part of the game and force themselves to help create offense and not rely on Messi, because they're hungry and they're not passive. I think Julian Gressel can very easily become passive. And when you have him, Redondo, and Bright being passive midfielders without Busquets, because Busquets has to play center back now and there's no one creating that aggression in the midfield, to your point, they just keep getting overrun and overtaken.
Yeah.
Analysis.
No, that's true. Everything you said is true. So I think that Inter Miami has a lot cut out for them in regards to figuring out how they're going to move forward with players that are not going to be going anywhere. That's for sure, as you said. So, hey, that's,
who would want to take Messi out? Even Messi's like C performance, he still scores an absolute worldie. And he was, if he was a little less passive, you know, compared to what he normally was, probably could have scored two or three more. He's still the best player by a mile.
Yeah, he's also not at 100%. He's still coming back. Even Javi Morales was asked today about that, and he said that Messi's still trying to make his way back. He's not 100%. And even at not 100%, he scored an amazing goal from outside the box. And he uncharacteristically missed a few more that I think that if he was in shape and at 100% from injury, probably wasn't going to miss. So, look, I know I was talking about those three ties, but at the end of the day, some of those were winnable. So I think that it's not that scary where it's like the team is performing awful. They're just not where they should be at going into the end of the season. The good thing is we have a chance to win a supporter shield, but we still got a couple more games regardless of what happens to make sure that we get into the playoffs, I think, in good form. So supporter shield, man, it's like right there. Like,
let's talk about it. Yeah, it's to your point, you know, what's the best medicine for, you know, three draws and a little plateauing of performance? What can, you know, bring together the troops and ignite everyone and get that competitive spirit rolling and put yourself in a position where you want to roll into the playoffs? It's going away to your biggest competitor.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Winning, and in that moment, beating them for the supporter shield. That's how you make a statement, right? And like, look, if Inter Miami do not win tomorrow, it's not the end of the season. They still have every way to clinch the supporter shield, stay in first, home field advantage for the playoffs. All of those things are true. You know, there's 3 games left. The 2 following games are very winnable. But if you want to see, you know, if you want to make that noise and you want to, you know, stamp your authority again on the league and put yourself in a position where you're like, we're not going to lose anymore. We're about to win every game and win a championship. Tomorrow is really it'd be a pretty cool way to do it, right? So let's talk about it. Tail of the tape, Inter Miami versus Columbus Crew. Midweek battle that if we had won the game on Saturday, I think we'd honestly probably be a little more lax about this game and be like, you know, this is midweek. Let's not overdo it. Let's, you know, let's just make sure everyone stays healthy. And as long as, you know, we have Saturday against Toronto and then the following Saturday against New England, which are, of course, very winnable games. I think that would have been, you know, maybe there wouldn't be as much as focus or emphasis on this game. But we tied and we are in a 3-draw streak and we need to turn it on. So tomorrow, I think, becomes way more important and competitive of a game.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be the toughest game that we've had probably all season, I think. I know that we've obviously lost a couple of games really ugly, but they weren't competitive at all, you know. But this game, I think, is going to be very competitive. I think it's going to be a preview for us what the playoffs are going to feel like, what a final might feel like, because Columbus is our biggest adversary right now. I mean, they're Leagues Cup winners. They narrowly missed the Champions Cup and penalties to Club America. And I think that, looking at their record, I mean, obviously they're right there behind us, but they also have only 1 defeat in their last 7 games. There's a reason why they are where they're at. So they're like the opposite of us. We were rolling 3 ties and these guys have 1 loss in their last 7 games. They lost just once at home over the last 7. So these guys are rolling on all cylinders. And for us, I think it's kind of like terrible timing that our offense is not the best and these guys have the best defense in the league. They've only allowed 33 goals. That's basically what they've built this team on, is on defense. So for us to go in there scoring 4 goals in our last 3 games is not ideal, right? So I think Inter Miami is going to have to come out there offensively, but and have all their ducks in a row when it comes to that aspect. But I'm also curious as to see what is that they're going to do going on the road against a top team like Columbus defensively. My hope is that he's not going to play too low of a block and not just wait for Columbus to be the one that's the protagonist and the Inter Miami to be the one that responds, because I've seen that. I've seen that from Tata. I've seen them do that, and that's kind of what worries me.
Before.
I don't want him to go in there. Look, if you're asking me, based off what I've seen from Tata, what I think he's going to do, I think he's going out there with 5. I'm with 3 center backs and then probably
we don't have three center backs.
Well, I don't know. We've got Noah Allen, and what I know, Ramirez isn't back. Unfortunately,
Abulis is out.
Yeah, he didn't even practice today. So, but I don't know. I just think that he's going to come out defensively, and I hope he doesn't. I think that's a recipe for disaster. I think that if you're going to go in defensively against a team that already allows the least amount of goals in the league, that means you have less pressure up top. It's going to be really difficult to score. So I think Inter Miami just has to make sure that they balance that team out. Yeah, okay, you don't want to go away from home at a team that doesn't really lose at home and go out there and just, you know, all guns a-blazing, everybody up top, because you're going to get scored on and you're going to get, especially with your defense decimated. But you want to be well-balanced enough where you can hold their attack but also create dangerous plays. So, look, Matias Rojas, to what we were saying earlier, I think needs to start in this game. He's just going to have to control his positioning and tell him that he's going to have to get back, but he's got to be the guy that's going to have to facilitate Suarez and Messi up top, because Messi and Suarez, not only because of their age and because of their, obviously, them trying to prolong their careers, but also I think this comes from leadership. Tata Martino said it earlier on in the season that he specifically told Messi that he wants him to walk more and survey more. So I think that obviously when you look at these two guys, they're going to be doing a lot of walking and not a lot of defending. So, yeah, you know, you want to make sure that Matias Rojas is there to help on in the midfield, but also be the guy that facilitates and puts the passes into Suarez, not having Suarez try to create his own plays. Messi, same thing. You don't want Messi coming too much into the midfield because you lose that danger up top. Yeah, he's a great passer, but you want to give the ball to Messi in the dangerous area where all he has to do is finish. So that'll be key for us, I think, against Columbus. I think it's a winnable game. I think it'll be the toughest game of the season, but this is going to have to be a tactical, strategic masterpiece from Tata Martino if we want to be able to win, because if we do, Supporter Shield is ours. And it's going to be a crazy game, I think. One of the most exciting for us.
100%. This is a game where, you know, this is why you pay coaches the big bucks. This is why coaches coach. I think there's really two ways going about it. Way one is that he makes a lot of rotations and he's trying to think about the fact that we have the playoffs and he doesn't want to risk any, you know, injury or whatever. But when you do that, the team will continue to maybe underperform and then you'll see a bad result and then it'll keep hurting the confidence of the team and the fans when you're trying to gather momentum to go into the playoffs. So it's like that, maybe there's some practical aspects of that, wanting to preserve your players, but because of the position that the team has put itself in with the last three results, I think the luxury of doing that isn't really as much there as it is as normal. Like, look, if tomorrow we see a starting lineup and it has Messi and Suarez on the bench, I'm telling you right now, I will not be 100% surprised. I'll be disappointed, but what? I won't be 100% surprised.
Wait, what?
Yeah, listen, because I think that they may not see this game as a must win. That's what I'm saying. And they may be saying that it's but listen to my part B, okay, before you say anything. That's option one. I don't want that option to happen. I don't think it's going to happen. However, if you heard assistant coach Javier Morales today talking to the media, he admitted and agreed that Messi is not 100%, felt a little bit of fatigue during the match on Saturday. He's going to be traveling with the team. They're still trying to work him back to 100%. That could mean nothing, and we'll see him start tomorrow, or that could mean that they're trying to lay the groundwork and say we're being extra cautious with Messi because we know we're going to be first in the playoffs and we are planning on, you know, trying to win. However, I think and I know that this team is made of ultra competitors, right? The reason Luis Suarez, Lionel Messi, Sergio Busquets, and Jordi Alba are some of the best to ever play their position is because they're ultra competitive and they're champions. And a game like tomorrow, while it could scare some people and maybe some people are just like, yeah, I'm not up for it, to them, this is a game they want to win. They want to win it there. They want to show that they're the best. They want to get crowned the Supporters Shield champions there against their biggest rivals, against the away fans. And they eat this type of game up. And with that, you can see a totally different energy. You could see, like we said, you know, you see Julian Gressel coming off the bench maybe instead of starting so that you can assert that dominance from the beginning. You see, you see a game where it's showing like the heart of champions wanting to win and put on a show. And so that could very much happen. And that's what I'm hoping happens. And I think it's going to be a game where it's going to go down one of two paths. Path one is the path where it's more trying to be a little bit more quote unquote practical. It's going to be a little high block, low energy, low block, maybe not as much energy. Yes, they want to win, but they more so want to not get blown out, and they want to keep everyone healthy and maximize the next two games. But I think they're going to go with option two, which is heavy metal, like Jurgen Klopp, Liverpool, like we're putting our best players out. We're going to win. We are turning things around. We are Inter Miami. That is Lionel Messi. We're about to win and we're about to show out. And that's what I'm hoping is going to happen. I just think it's going to be a really interesting game, and it's going to be really a great atmosphere. And I hope what happens on the field matches that energy.
Yeah, there's 0% chance that it's not option two. 0% chance.
Gian, you've said that many times before, and then we see a starting lineup where we have like freaking Negri and you know, like Campana and all these people who I love, but I'm just saying, like,
yeah, you better hope Negri doesn't listen to this episode. I'm sorry, Negri.
Well, I'm saying the option two start. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, Negri's great, but you know what I mean?
There's 0% chance Messi and Suarez are not starting. Zero. Zero, zero. Wait, what's
left in zero? I hope you're right. I told you I want it to be option two, and I hope I'm wrong, and everyone's like, haha, Ashley, I can't believe you said that. I pray for that.
You have a chance here to lock in supporter shield. The last thing that this team wants is three straight draws and to go into Columbus and just go in there with, and this is a throwaway game. God, that would look so bad for everybody. It would be demoralizing for this team to go to be three games away from the playoffs and say, hey, this team that Tata Martino has been talking about all season long, about how much he respects Columbus, about how good of a team Columbus is, about Columbus is the best team in the league right now, and to go in there waving the white flag like from the moment they walk off the bus, God, what a bad message that would send to the team. What a bad message that would send to the fans. Holy cow. No way.
I'm not saying it was what I was saying was going to happen. I'm just sharing the possibility.
This is option two. Ashley's option two, 100%.
It was option one. It just was giving two options.
Inter Miami is going in there to set the tone. They are going in there to say, hey, these three games that we just tied that didn't look like prime Inter Miami, that didn't look like the Inter Miami that you guys got used to. This Inter Miami team that is being criticized saying that they can't play with Messi back, this team is going to go in there and try to get the job done. Now, I can't guarantee results, and I'm not even going to try. As we've seen, I have not done a great job of predicting results as of late, so I'm not even going to try. But what I can predict, and I think 100% knowingly say, is this team is going to go into Columbus with 100% intention to win, not only win, but I think to make a statement and say, we're back. We are 100% back. We're ready for the playoffs. We're going to be Supporters Shield champions, and you better watch out for us in the playoffs. We're better than Columbus. And I think that that's what will happen. I'm hoping it will happen. To me, the biggest question right now is, how is Tata Martino going to get that done? That's the biggest question to me. How is he going to get it done? So, tomorrow's going to be the biggest game, I think, for me, of the season so far. It's going to be the most meaningful because, man, from a morale standpoint, I think from a mental standpoint, this team needs it. This team is not the best right now, I think, from a morale and mental standpoint. They may say it, but any team that comes in and it gets their best player in and is expecting to play amazing, and play like this, they need this. This is huge for them tomorrow. And I'm very excited to see how this game is going to play out.
Yo creo que. You're right. I agree. I think it's just important to be able to talk and say, you know, what we saw in the press, what we listened to, what the options are. But I agree. I think we're going to get that performance, and I'm excited and I'm hopeful. With that being said, predictions. You don't want to give one? Is that what you're telling me? You don't want to give a prediction for tomorrow? You don't have to if you don't want to.
No. I will for the sake of the segment here, but yeah. I'll just say that it's been a rough couple of weeks for me.
Agreed.
My predictions just haven't gone as I'd like them to. There was a point in the season where my confidence was through the roof. I was getting, at one point I got three, almost four straight. The listeners believed in me. They had confidence in me. I think they were placing their bets based on what I would say. And I felt
for legal reasons, that's not true.
This is not financial advice. Any information or content said as of now is meant for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah.
I just feel like I've let everybody down, and I don't know.
I agree.
Just taking a knock, but I'll still do it. You know what? I will do it for the sake of the segment, and because I think the fans need to hear it. But I don't know what will happen. Should I start on that note, or would you like to go first? Okay, I'll go first.
I'll go first. You don't have to take mine. I'm going first.
All right, go.
Inter Miami win by a score of 3-2.
3-2. Holy moly.
It's gonna be an absolute banger.
Oh, wow. 3-2. That's a lot of goals, Ash, in a game against two.
It's going to be 2-2 really going down to the wire, and Lionel Messi is going to do that thing where he's the clutchest, greatest player of all time, and he's like, oh, should I just score? And then he does, and we win 3-2, and we clinch a supporter shield. Bob's your uncle.
Bob? What do you mean Bob is my uncle?
It's a British expression.
Bob is my – oh, it is? Okay.
It means like, there you go, and that's it.
Bob, that's a good one.
Bob's your uncle, done.
Never heard about that one, but I'll definitely try to use that one moving forward.
Saying something that is duh, that this is, things we know. Bob's your uncle. We know this is going to happen, done and dusted.
Okay. That's good to know. I'll definitely try to incorporate that into my vocabulary moving forward. All right. So for me, I don't think there'll be five goals. I think it'll be a lot tighter. I think that Inter Miami will win, but it's going to be 2-1. I'm going with a 2-1 score. I think that, man, I think it's going to be tough to score on Columbus. I think it's going to be really tough. But I think that this team, because of how much they want it, because they have the opportunity to score the Supporters' Shield trophy in this match, and they just want to set a statement. I really think that they're going to get it together for this one. I think Tata's going to get it together for this one. I think Messi and Suarez, we're going to see some nice stuff coming out from them on this one. And I think they'll score two. The goals will probably come from them, I think. One Messi, one Suarez. And then Columbus, because they're playing at home, because they've done so well at home, again, losing only one in their last seven, and going against a team that's going to be missing a key defensive player, I think that they'll score. So 2-1 for me. I think it's a very doable score. If you get the 3-2, it'll be exciting from that means to me a 3-2 is a really exciting game. It's an edge of your seat game. You're talking about probably 2-2 going into, the 80th minute and a goal somewhere in the last 10 minutes. From an excitement standpoint, that sounds really cool. But I don't want my blood pressure too high. So I'd like an easy 2-1. That'd be nice for me.
Okay, there you go. Well, there you have it. Let us know your prediction in the comments below. If you get it right, we'll shout you out in the next episode. So much to talk about, so much to happen. We're so excited for tomorrow's game. This is the moments as fans that we wait for. As always, make sure you're following us on Twitter at X at Messi and Co. YouTube notification on. Make sure you like this video, comment this video, thumbs up this video on 5 Reasons Sports. For this edition of Messi & Co., I'm Ashley, that is Gian, and we will see you next time.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.